בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, משתבח שמו ברוך השם. Sorry for the virtual hookup today, but we're all on wheels today because it's snowing and all the kids are home, משתבח שמו ברוך השם. חגיגה. So, whenever possible, I like to speak about some halachot from Parashat HaShavua. Now, there are very many halachot, interestingly. Many of the mitzvot in Sefer Shemot are found in this week's parasha. Parashat Bo is rich with mitzvot. Actually, the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael received as a nation, Kiddush HaChodesh, is in this week's parasha. Aval, mikol makom, I want to speak about something that's near and dear to all of us, especially me, and especially Michael. The very first time in the Torah Kedosha that mitzvah tefillin is mentioned is in Parashat Bo, Parashat Kadeshli, Parashat Vayakev Yachah. We say it every morning, as at the end of Parashat Bo. The tefillin, needless to say, are our daily powerful connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you put it on, you feel the Kedusha emanating through your body and neshama. That's why tefillin, the Gemara tells us that a person can only give to a tefillin in general, you only give tefillin to a child, although you're mechanech, children b'mitzvot, any mitzvot, but you can't give any child tefillin, only if he's able to be shomer atzmo, Bikdushav Taura, meaning only if he's able gufnaki, tefillin require gufnaki. You know, there's a lot of halachot that are associated with tefillin. So needless to say, tefillin are quite holy. It's important to remember that. That's why a person has to remember that he's not allowed to be masiach da'at met tefillin. You're not allowed to let your mind wander off of the fact that you're wearing tefillin. That's why many sidurim, what does they say on top, Mikey? What does it say on the top of the sidur during tefillat shacharit?
Tefillin.
Tefillin, tefillin, tefillin all the time, so that you don't let your, you can't lose focus of the fact that you're wearing the tefillin. That's why many people, unlike Mikey, many people don't, are not able to, you know, they're not able to hold on to their thought, and they're not able to curb their thoughts throughout the entire day, although meikar din, mitzvat asem na Torah, is to wear tefillin all day long. But, unfortunately, yiridat hadorot, we're not able to withstand that, many of us at least. And that's why the prevalent minhag is to wear during tefillat shacharit. Now, as follows. I want to talk to you about a very interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kafhe, which has to do with several gemarot and poskim. I'm going to take you through a maze today a little bit, but hopefully we'll come out bari v'shelem on the other side. Listen here. Maran Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kafhe speaks about the order of putting on tefillin in the morning. There's many halachot, but especially, he says, that I'll read it to you. Ve'al manichin kisa tefillin ve'talit l'toch kis echad, which is most of us, if you put the talit u'tefillin in the same bag. Now in those times, they didn't have separate bags for the talit tefillin. They just used to put everything in the same bag. Now we're going to see soon that this halacha applies today also. But if you're putting talit u'tefillin in Yiddish, it's called a zekel. In German also? A bag? Yeah, so if you're putting the talit... How do you say in German?
It's correct.
Zekel. Anyway.
Zekel means small bag. Yeah, Zach. Yeah.
Anyway, so you put the talit u'tefillin in the zekel. In Syrians, they call it the koracha.
Koracha.
Yeah, bidyuk. Anyway, mikol makom, so you put it over there. Maran says you have to be careful of something. You have to be careful. Makatuv yizaher. Shelo yanichu kisa tefillin lema'ala. Kedei shelo yifga. Bahim techila. We know, preferably, now there's a machloket. When we put on talit u'tefillin in the morning, how do we do it? We put on talit first and then tefillin. Nachon? Why is that? The Bet Yosef explains in this siman, why do
ma'alim
we
ba'kodesh.
Oh, ma'alim ba'kodesh ve'en moridim. Which means that we know that the tefillin are of higher sanctity than the talit. And therefore, because the talit, don't forget, the talit itself is a mitzvah, but it doesn't retain any sort of kedusha. That's why talit shebala, you're really allowed to throw, you're allowed to dispose of it. Tefillin chas v'shalom needs geniza. Now, therefore, we try to ascend in holiness. Therefore, what do we, and of the two tefillin, which is higher, which has higher kedusha, shel yad or shel rosh, and why?
Rosh.
Why?
Because it's a teret.
That's not why it has higher kedusha. Why does Shel Rosh have higher kedusha than the Yad?
Because it's four separate parashiyot.
Because it's four parashiyot versus one. It's four separate parashiyot versus one. And therefore, the order that we do, that the Shulchan Aruch brings down to do, is you put on talit, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. That's the order. Although, not everybody holds that. The Beit Yosef brings down b'shem Mekubalei Sfarad, that the Mekubalei Sfarad said that tefillin should always, no matter what, be put on before talit. You know that? Because the Kedusha is greater. We don't hold like that. Maran doesn't hold like that. He says, no, we do ma'alin b'kodesh because it's a smachta. Therefore, we go talit, shel yad, shel rosh. But here's the clincher. Although le'alacha, we're supposed to be putting on talit. And then tefillin, if you put your talit to tefillin in the same bag, what happens is, if you put the tefillin on top, ve'ifga bahim techila, and then you touch, yifga, ve'ifga b'makom, you reach them, you touch them first, right, Mikey? Ve'ifga b'makom. Yeah, if you touch it first, what's going to happen then, says Mara? Ve'itztarech lehanicham kodem atalit, kedei shelo ya'avor al ha'mitzvot, tan tan tan. Says Maran, that is, now we have a big issue. If you happen to touch your tefillin, and by the way, not only tefillin, even your tefillin bag before you touch the talit, the halacha is, another halacha comes into play. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot. One may not pass over a mitzvah. What does that mean? There's a famous gemara. It's a few places in Shas, in Pesachim Daf Samach Dalet, Yomad Daf Lamed Gimal. The Gemara says in Masechet Yomad Daf Lamed Gimal, the Amar Yesh Lakish, Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvot. I'll explain to you, Rashi on the spot explains what does it mean, Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvot. Where do we know that from? Says Rashi as follows, listen carefully. Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvot, Hapogea Ba Mitzvah, person reaches a mitzvah, Lo Ya'avor Mimena, do not deviate from it. Venafkalan B'mechilta, we learn it in the Mechilta, which is a Midrash Halacha, from the words in the Torah, Ushmartem et ha-masot. Which parasha?
This week's parasha.
Also, parashat ha-shavua, Ushmartem et ha-masot. And the Midrash makes drasha, Al tikre masot, ela?
Mitzvot.
Ela mitzvot. Kri be'et ha-mitzvot, lo tamtin la ad she-tachmitz ve-tityashen. Says Rashi, we learn that from the Midrash. Do not let your, you have to treat your mitzvot like masot. Miswot, kmo masot. How so? Just like masa, you have to protect it from becoming chametz. So to your mitzvot, you also have to protect them from becoming chametz. Yeah? Mikey, how can mitzvot become chametz?
If you're ma'avir on them, you don't delay them, you don't do them.
If you let it go, if you come to a mitzvah, and you just delay it, you don't let it go, you don't do it, that mitzvah becomes chametz. And therefore, we learn out of here, ein ma'avirin al mitzvot, we cannot pass over, right? No pun intended, can't pass over the mitzvot. Okay? Now, listen carefully, Rabotai. Is this halacha of ein ma'avirin al mitzvot, deoraita or derabbanan? Be very, very careful.
Derabbanan.
Final answer?
Machloket.
Yafe. Now, Tosfot, on the spot, in Yomad Daf Lamed Gimal, right, that this is a drasha gmura, ushmartim et ha-matzot, the mechilta that learns it out, it's not only an asmachta, it's a drasha gmura, and therefore Tosfot learns out that en ma'avirin al mitzvot is a mamash din Torah, which means to pass over a mitzvah that comes to your hand, according to Tosfot, is isur Torah. Okay? Tosfot's not alone. The Levush, Rabbeinu Mordechai Yafe, in his Sefer Levushim, the Chaya Adam, in Nishmat Adam, Rabbeinu Avram Danzig, many poskim hold like that. But many poskim disagree. Many poskim say it's only the Rabbanan. Because don't forget, the simple understanding of the Pasuk, Ushmartim et ha-matzot, right? The Pshutoshel Mikra is not talking about mitzvot. What's it talking about? Matzot. So matzah, don't allow your matzah to become chametz. So many poskim, rishonim, on the spot, Ritba, Meiri, Radbaz, Rabbeinu David ben Zimra, in his Shelot Tshuvot Radbaz, they all write Beferush, and many other achanonim as well, that it's only a din derabbanan. Watch this. Watch this. The Radbaz says, I'll prove to you that en ma'avirin ala mitzvot is only an isur derabbanan. Ready? Rabotai, stay with me. Yeah, there's nowhere to go. It's all snowy outside. Just focus here. Erev Shabbat, Yishtabach Shemor, Tomet Tefillin, Kodesh Kadashim. Listen carefully. Rabotai, according to Maran, I told you a minute ago that we usually put on Talit and then Tefillin unless you touch the Tefillin first, in which case you're going to have to put it on first because of Ein Ma'avirin on a Mitzvot. What happens in a situation as follows? Let's say you put on your Talit first, everything's perfect, you did the right thing, you opened up your Tefillin bag, and instead of touching, which you should, touching your Tefillin Shel Yad first, you stuck out your hand and you touched your Tefillin Shel Rosh first. What do you do then?
Hand first.
Final answer?
Hand first.
You cover the Shel Rosh and then you put your Shel Yad.
You sure? Final answer.
That's what I do. It's happened. So once you use my Tefillin.
So right now we have a machloket poskim between Arad Dr. John and Michael. Now, why? Because, Rabotai, listen carefully. But there's halacha pshuta b'shulchan aruch. You got to wait until Saif Vav in Siman Kafhe. I read to you Saif Aleph, and I'll read to you Saif Vav. It says, Maran, im paga b'shel rosh techiba, if you touch the tefillin shel rosh first, tzarich leha'avir al otam mitzvah v'yaniach shel yad techila ve'achar kach shel rosh. You must pass over the shel rosh, ignore the shel rosh, go to the shel yad, put it on first. What's the obvious question?
In Seif Aleph, he said it was Choshesh Ma'avirin al Mitzvot.
What about in Ma'avirin al Mitzvot? What's going like on with in Ma'avirin al Mitzvot? Now you're right. Chayil is right. The Shabur brings down certain poskim. If you touch the Shel Yad, take it out. Take out the Shel Rosh. Cover the Shel Yad. But at the end of the day, what are you doing? You're throwing it away. You're putting on the Shel Rosh. What happened to in Ma'avirin al Mitzvot? Says the Bet Yosef, explained by the Mishneh Berura. Over here we have a Din Torah. We have open psukim in the Torah about the order of Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. What does the Torah say four times? V'haya
ne'adecha
ul zikaron ben aynecha ul totafot ben aynecha. The Torah specifically says ukshartam le'ot al yadecha v'ayu le'totafot ben aynecha. You must first put on the Shel Yad and only then the Shel Rosh. Once we have a pasuk meforash in the Torah that speaks about the order that the Shel Yad must come before the Shel Rosh, that takes precedence over what? Over Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvot. By Talit, is there any pasuk in the Torah that says that Talit should come before the Shel Rosh? Now listen to this. Mikey, listen, you're going to love this. Says the Radbaz, if you want to tell me Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvot is Doraita like Teisves, why should that pasuk be stronger than the deoraita of in ma'avirin al mitzvot? Who said one should be stronger than the other? Why should that be enough to tell me to put on the shel yad first? Obviously, what in ma'avirin al mitzvot says the Radbaz, I proved from here that in ma'avirin al mitzvot is not a deoraita; it's only a derabbanan, and therefore what? Therefore, the mitzvah of putting on the deoraita of putting on Shel Yad before Shel Rosh takes precedence. Yafeh?
If you have both deoraita, wouldn't in some situations one deoraita trump the other?
No. Now, as follows. That being said, Rabbi Isai. So anyway, we have machloket whether in ma'avirin la mitzvot is deoraita or derabanan. Let's go back a moment. Okay, let's make seder. According to Shulchan Aruch and the poskim, the halacha is as follows. You tell me what happens. You touched tefillin before talit, says Maran.
You have to put on the tefillin first.
Tefillin first.
You touched shel rosh before shel yad.
Shel yad.
You put on shel yad before the shel rosh. Nevertheless, not everybody agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. The Ari HaKadosh in Sha'ar HaKavanot, as quoted la'alacha by the Ben Ish Chai, Kafachayim, Shalmet Zibur, other great Mekubalim, the Mekubalim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. And they say no matter what, the order of Talit Utfilin may never be distorted. It's Asur to distort the order because we're going from Talit is Or HaMakif, but the Kedusha, the order of Talit is lesser than that of that of the tefillin, and therefore you must go in that order. And therefore, says the Ari HaKadosh, the Ben Ish Chai, Kaf HaChaim, the Mekubalim, they hold, even if you touched tefillin before the talit, nevertheless, you will always put on talit first and then tefillin, no matter what. Arguing on Shulchan Aruch, that's the Mekubalim.
But no one says to first put the Rosh and then the Yad, right?
Never. That even Maran says no. But I'm talking about the case before where Maran said to put on tefillin before talit. The Ari HaKadosh and Mekubalim, they say you put on talit first no matter what. Now, what about the Isur of En Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvot? What about that Isur? What's the Ari going to do about that? Comes the Kaf Chaim to the rescue and says the Kaf Chaim that Isur, that's only when there's no specific order. But if there's a specific order set by the Kabbalah to do these mitzvot, the Isur of En Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvot does not apply. Maran disagrees, obviously. Now,
isn't there such a pasuk that at the time that you put in the tefillin, you already should have the talit?
No. No. Therefore, based on, now again, in general, yeah, Nathan, what's up?
Feed the Kaf HaChaim, wouldn't the raya of the Radbaz then fall away? Because even if Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvot is the right, if there's a specific order.
Yeah. The Radbaz is l'shitato, he holds like the pshat. He doesn't hold like the Mekubalim. So you're right. According to the Kaf Chaim, the Radbaz's Raya would follow. That's absolutely correct. But the Radbaz doesn't hold like the Kabbalah anyway. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
so now, as follows.
Mr. Rabbi, sorry.
Yeah.
So according to the Ari, there's never a reason to go out of the order?
Yeah, you're not allowed to, according to the Ari. You must always. Now again, those who do like the Mekubalim, if a person does everything like Mekubalim, you do it. You do Talit, and then Tefillin, even if you touch Tefillin first. La'alacha ul-ma'aseh. Maran zichrono lebracha in halichot olam. Agaon Yalkut Yosef. Agaon halacha brura. They all say that we find this many times. Anytime that there's a machloket between pshat and Kabbalah, we will go with the pshat. And therefore over here, la'alacha ul-ma'aseh, if a person touched the Tefillin first, he will put on the Tefillin before the Talit in accordance with the opinion of Maran HaShulchan Aruch against the Mekubalim. Unless, hold on tight. Rabotai, Agaon Or Letzion, Chamin Tzion Abba Shaul, Zecher Tzadik Libracha, he writes, by the way, this week is a very big, is a very proud week for Persian Jewry. I don't know if you heard, but there's a sefer that they published this week with Psakim and Minhage Paras from the Av Bedin of Hamadan. His name was Chacham David Sasson Rabban, Alav Hashalom. So they found his manuscripts or something, and they put together a sefer, and they had his psakim, Minhage Paras. It just came out this week. If anybody can get their hands on that sefer for me, I'd be very appreciative. But I don't know how Minhage Hamadan necessarily bear on the other cities, but it's certainly a good start. No. Anyway, Bekitzur, Hamadan is Shushan Abira, no?
Mechila, Kavod HaRav, when we say you touch the tefillin, does that mean if you touch the box?
Even the box, even the bed. Now, okay. Rabotai, listen carefully. Agon Chamin Tzion, Alav HaShalom, yeah? Pride and joy of Shiraz, Rabotai, Chamin Tzion. Now, he says like this. Nachon, doctor. Yeah. Anyway, actually, he wasn't. He was born in Yerushalayim, but his parents were Shirazi. Oh, Mikol Makom. Yeah, sorry, I took the air out of that one.
That's so good to be taken, Rabbi.
Persian says Persian, and the Syrian says Syrian because he had half and half.
No, he wasn't. Chamin Tzion's wife was Iraqi.
No. His mother.
No. I'll do it up anymore.
Mother was Syrian, no.
Both parents, no. His mother's Marat Banaya. She was Persian. She was Persian also.
Oh, they were both Persian? Oh,
okay. Yeah, 100%. Maybe you're talking about Chamuvadia's wife. Maran Zichrono Livracha's wife was Chalab. It's a different story. Anyway, but listen carefully, Rabbi Yisrael. Now we're done with the Jewish geography. Aval, Mikol Makom, the Or Letzion writes, in order, what do you do if you touch your tefillin first? Now, in reverence to the Mekubalim, he says, you know what? Really, the halacha should be like the poskim. But in reverence to the Mekubalim, he says, you know what you do? Even if you touched your tefillin first, be masiach da'at to something else. Leave the tefillin, go walk outside, do something, go read something in Yodama, let your mind drift off of the tefillin, come back, take the talit, put on the talit first, and then the tefillin. That's the Aitzah of the Or Letzion. Many, many poskim, including the Yalkut Yosef and Ahalacha Berura, disagree with this Aitzah. Why? Think misvara. Logically, what's wrong with this Aitzah? I've been Messiah, you touched the tefillin, now go be Messiah Da'at. What's logically wrong with this Aitzah?
You're being over a mitzvah anyway now.
Oh, if the poskim say that going from one mitzvah that you touched to another is considered en ma'avirin en ha-mitzvot, going one from one mitzvah to something mundane, all the more so should be en ma'avirin en ha-mitzvot. So that doesn't work. So that the poskim say, the Halacha Berurah and Yalkut Yosef say, don't do that. Yalkut Yosef says, there's one case where you're able to do that. When? He says, let's say the guy's in Tzibur, the shul's packed, he came in late. All, you know, especially if the minyan is in the middle of davening and you come in late, the eyes are always, everyone's eyes are always on the late comer. You ever notice that? If you come in late, you are the star, you become the star of the show, not the chazan. It's very weird, especially if you're in the middle of the shul, everyone's looking at you. Can you imagine? All eyes are on you, you're late, and now you touched your tefillin before your talit. For you to now put on your tefillin and then your talit in front of people are not going to chap what's going on. It's a busha gdola. Person's going to be mitbayish. Person's going to be ashamed in front of the whole minyan. Over there, says the Yalkut Yosef, if you're really ashamed, then we'll make a tseruf of these two shitot. According to Kabbalah anyway, you're supposed to put on the talit first. And according to the Or Letzion, you're allowed to be Masiach Da'ato from the tefillin, go whatever. So over here, be mitzarev da'at Or Letzion, go be mesiach da'at. Interrupt your thoughts, go take a walk or take a sefer or whatever it is. Come back a minute later, put on your talit, put on your tefillin in order to avoid the shame of the tzibur. But if you're not ashamed, or if you're in a situation where the whole tzibur is not looking at you, you're in private, whatever it is, la'alacha ul-ma'aseh, we do follow the opinion of the poskim over the mekubalim that you should preferably put on the tefillin before the talit, especially says the Halacha Berurah, especially if you're wearing a talit katan on you already. So you are doing it, you're going ma'alim bakodesh. Why? Because before you put on the tefillin, you already had a talit katan on you. So what do you have? Talit katan, tefillin, talit gadol. So anyways, you're yotze, yedei chovat ha-kabbalah, anyway, to have tzitzit on before tefillin. Etzat tova kamash malan rabotai, etzat tova. When you set up your talit utfilin in the bag, try to have it in a way where it's set up that the first, you open the zipper or whatever it is that you have, buttons, the zipper, the first thing that you touch is the talit. Even if you touch the bag of the tefillin afterwards, whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as you touched the talit first, you're good. Also, when you're setting up the talit utfilin, don't put the talit on top of the tefillin bags. It's not kavod. Rather, the Halacha Berurah says, how are you supposed to set up your talit? Put the talit in a little bit towards the front. Put the tefillin bags on top of the talit, but a little bit further back to the side. And then you don't have a problem. In terms of kavod, the tefillin is on top of the talit. But in terms of opening the zipper and the first thing you touch, you have the talit. That's how a person should preferably set up his talit with tefillin bag. Verstehst?
Michel Rabbi, a person has both... Has both tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam and shel Rashi, and by mistake he takes the Rabbeinu Tam. Obviously, nobody will tell you to take Rabbeinu Tam first.
No.
Because
over there you're going from this one mitzvah to the same mitzvah. It's not another mitzvah. Right. It's just a different shita of the same mitzvah, especially since ikara mitzvah shita Rashi. So therefore, you go to put on the Rashi first. If you put them both on together, who cares? Because you're putting them on at the same time anyway. You know what I'm saying? The only issue, the only shaila would be, according to you, if you wear them separately. And even so, if you touch Rabbeinu Tam before Rashi, everybody agrees that you leave the Rabbeinu Tam, go to the Rashi, and put that on because ikara mitzvah, you're not going from one mitzvah to another. You're going from tefillin to tefillin. Yifashtei. Tov. Anybody else have a question before we call it a day?
Yes, Kavod Rav. With the shita of Rav if you go and open a sefer, isn't there more of a reason to be matir because you are doing a greater mitzvah in a certain respect. So therefore, we're not concerned about ma'avir on the mitzvot.
No, the isur of in ma'avirin on a mitzvot applies even when you're going to a greater mitzvah. That's what you understand. Even when you're going to a greater mitzvah, once any mitzvah comes to your hand, you're not allowed to leave that mitzvah before you do it, even to do a greater mitzvah than it. If it's taste.
Thank you.
Okay, Rabotai, we're gonna hold it right here, and we're gonna go to the to say something on the parsha. It's a gishmaka. It's a gishmaka thing, by the way. It's gishmaka maisis, right, Mikey? It's very good. A lot of people don't know.
People don't know.
They don't pay attention to this thing. So, the stop, right, Mikey? Not all.
Yeah, the square.